welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast. What's up, L'Oreal?
Hey, Eva. You look amazing.
Hey, girl. Nah, that's you, sis. That's you. You're bringing some looks
you
to me. Keeping me inspired. I'm about to go slide through Macy's and pick me up some new drip right now. And speaking of Macy's, shout out to them. They present our podcast. And this week on the Undressing Room, baby, we talking about it. YK Osiris says that if you have a man, then you should not be paying bills. Ooh. And London on the Track is fed up with Summer Walker bashing him. Yep. Social media jabs are coming real. And I'm super excited because my upcoming show, Peacock's The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, Ex-Wives Club, premieres on June the 23rd on Peacock. It's going down, y'all.
Get to the bag.
Yes. Now, we do know that show was real. But the question is the show Love at First Sight real? You know we love that show, L'Oreal girl.
I love that show.
Don't tell me it's not real. What else is going on?
All right, well, we talk about a lot of things because it looks like Lizzo calls out ugly men who mock women by using her name, which is super foul. Why would they do that? We also will be saluting the amazing dads out there for Father's Day because there is some good fathers out there. Y'all looking good, too, now. And speaking of looking good, I must look good because I got all these guys in the DM, so it's going down. Well, they tell me I look good, so I don't
know. Hoochie daddies pull up to Lowe's, dear. Hoochie daddies pull up to Lowe's.
Hoochie daddies out, go. And...
Hey.
And for our final question to undress, you already know it gets crazy here on this show. And this time, this happened.
I am so confused of what her ability to be financially responsible has anything to do with controlling you.
It's given he hasn't had a raise at his job in 6 years. So yeah, it's all going down. Make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undress Room Podcast, brought to you by Macy's.
And speaking of Macy's has everything you need right now because guess what's coming up, y'all?
What?
Father's Day.
Woo, Daddy Day.
Yes, Zaddy Daddy, and they have the perfect gift for you, and that is the Father's Day Gift Finder. It is officially your reminder today, right now, that Father's Day is next Sunday, you guys. So if you're still stumped at what you need to get the perfect guy, what that perfect gift looks like, just go over to Macy's. They've got you covered. They have gifts for every budget and every type of dad at Macy's.com/giftfinder. So you can feel good about the present that you're getting the dads this year, and you don't have to spend a lot of time, energy, or money on it. Now, if your dad is a coffee guy, you can give him a mug, and you can add his ritual under $25.
Ooh.
Yes, I said it. Under $25.
That's a good price.
It's so easy. Like, say if your dad is the type of guy that cares about roasting, well, originals and grinds of his coffee. If you like to help him prepare a cup of espresso, there's a beautiful espresso maker there from Breville you can pick up. It's super simple. You can hook dad up. Make getting ready a treat for dad with a fragrance set from Ralph Lauren, Polo, or YSL. And don't forget the little grooming kit. You know, I have the grooming kit by Conair. It's super cute. Now, is it the outdoor kind of dad that you're dealing with?
I was going to figure that out, the outdoor dads. What about for them?
Well, go ahead. You can get them some gear that will keep up with him, like backpacks from North Face. You can get jersey shorts and tie-dye tees to keep him on trend from Adidas, Columbia hiking boots, Armani Exchange glasses. Keep them optics rights. Plus, you can track all the activity on a Fitbit smartwatch, which you can also cop dad for Father's Day.
That's right. And when we say Macy's has something for every dad, we talking about every dad. We mean that. And he don't want a tie this year. Like, he tired of the same old thing. He tired of the tie. He don't even wear the last ties you got.
No.
He don't. So if you want to pick up a gift now, or you need some kind of inspiration so that you don't get jammed up with like a gift he hates, head on over to Macy's Gift Finder at Macy's.com/giftfinder to make dad feel like you're his number one for this Father's Day. And it's completely free, y'all.
So, what?
Well, come on. Like, why?
Hold on. DoorDash is free?
No. The gift finder's free. Oh. We say all that. Calm down now. But we do got DoorDash. That's a little fee, but it comes directly to your door. And it's same day. Same day. So if your dad truly doesn't seem to want anything, make him an offer he can't refuse, the gift of choice. Find Macy's gift cards in store and in the Macy's app or at Macy's.com/gift cards. Plus, like we said, you can order dad's gift right online and pick it up in store or curbside and get same day service powered by DoorDash. That's fire.
Fire. Boom, explosion. You know what might be fire too?
What?
This YK Osiris. Now, he's a set the internet ablaze, baby, because he does not understand why a man would not step up and take care of a woman if he loves her. If he loves her, then his finances are hers. He believes that in a series that he did on IG, he goes in. Y'all got to hear this audio.
If you still paying for bills, you got a man. Good night. If you still paying for bills, like any type of bills, like phone bills and stuff like that, you talking about, you telling me you got a boyfriend, you still paying for your phone bill and your nasty hair. If you a woman, you doing what you supposed to be doing. Why the hell you still paying for your hair and your nails and all these bills? Got me f***ed up, man. Come on, man. Oh, you complaining about paying for hair and nails? Oh, you complaining? Oh, you complaining? You ain't gonna do it? Okay, good. You ain't gonna do it. Another player like me.
Oh, like him. Seems like he got the bag.
Well, some men agree with him while some were not trying to hear it. Now, I don't know if you know, but a couple of weeks ago, Juicy J tweeted that there is nothing wrong with paying a woman's bill. We got to stop the BS, y'all. And he added, if you can blow a bag at a strip club for a woman that you then you can do that for your lady.
You look more stupid blowing a bag on the one you don't know. Like, when did that become glorified? You don't know her. And you gonna leave me starving? Come on.
What you do know is that she's not yours. That
period.
You do know. That's all you know.
Well, she might be for the right bag you throwing.
So you think that guys make it a big deal not to spend money on women? Do you think that, like, you know, I don't know. I wasn't raised a man. I was only raised a lady. But is it taught somewhere that, you know, it makes you a sucker or not a man if you spend money on a woman?
I do feel like the guys that had no money decided they was going to gang up on the guys that had a little couple coin and make them feel guilty about being able to spoil their woman. There's nothing wrong. Like, something being wrong with that would be like you saying, like, why would you cook for him? Like, I feel like that's a similar thing. It's like, I cook for him because he's my man. And he buys me things because he's my man. And he gets my hair done because he's my man. But when it comes to the phone bill, boo-boo, and I ain't being sneaky, but I don't need you to pay that. Now, the reason why is I don't need nobody on my body like that. Like, I don't need you to have access to be able to let me see who she was talking to for how long. Like, that's a little bit weird. I feel people take it a little overboard. I actually was talking to somebody the other day, and I feel like maybe it's a younger person thing because he was younger than me. And he definitely said, like, in a relationship, location should be on. And I'm like, I'm not with that. Like, I'm too, like, why?
I'm married and location's not on. What you mean?
I was going to ask you that. No,
I don't check my husband's phone. I don't track it. I don't have a Find My Phone app. And we're on the same account, but I don't have the time and energy to go through your phone stuff.
See, I feel like my ex used to track me a little bit. So that's why I don't even want us to be on the same phone plan. But like you can, that's what, $200? Everything else you can definitely take care of if you got it. Like if you got that kind of money.
Well, see, my thing is this. I just don't like the absolutes on any side. I don't like the idea that a man, you not a man if you not paying. Like, maybe bro hasn't peaked his financial potential and doesn't have the money to pay for your $400 steak tonight. You know what I'm saying? Don't make him feel like less of a man. But I also don't like the idea that,
eating good. She said, I thought I was $400 steak?
Well, if you're I'm like a tomahawk or something.
You better chomp chomp.
I was just saying expensive stuff, but if he does have it and he don't mind, like Brad always say on Ricky Smiley Morning Show, it ain't tricking if you got it.
I don't like that, guys. Again, the hater guys that couldn't buy nothing for their girlfriend decided to hate on them. Don't do that because now you're trying to make it. It's like, to me, you a hater. Like, how you mad because my man buying me something, but you be right there grabbing his bottles in the club, riding in his car, being a scrub. And okay, you don't have no problem freeloading off my man, but you get mad when he do something for me and call him a trick? That's not a trick. It's actually being a chump if you feel like you can't do nothing for your lady. lady. I'm not saying you're obligated. I'm not saying it's an obligation, but it's nice. I like it to do stuff for my dude. Like,
I was going to say, I keep that same energy over here. I went and bought my husband a whole car. Like, here, happy birthday.
You get what
like,
I'm saying?
And, my husband went and bought me a whole acre of land. Like, here, happy birthday. That's your return gift. Like, let's go.
Exactly. And guess what? The more bills you pay, the better gift I could get you.
Exactly. Shake you get the what I'm saying?
Let's work it out together.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Now let's talk about a little something else that was kind of crazy over the
weekend.
What
else is crazy in these streets, Gloria?
Well, you know, London on the track, the producer, he is absolutely fed up with Summer Walker bashing him. And I love me some Summer Walker, child.
Yes. Okay.
Well, London on the track, he is a handsome man, but he has a lot of baby mama drama.
Yeah,
he has like 4 or 5 baby mamas, and they're always bickering on Twitter, Instagram. It's always a problem. And then he's said to be dating Shensia. So that's what they're saying, that they've been working together and dealing with each other. And that used to be the case with him and Summer Walker. Now, apparently, he's tired of Summer Walker slamming him online. He is fed up with all of her posts for the past couple of years, going in on him and calling him a horrible baby daddy. I mean,
that who she be singing about?
Yeah, oh, I was about to say, she made a whole project, sang his name in various songs, talking about, first off, your mother shoulda did XYZ. She be talking about the baby mom. She do not give zero you know what. So
what?
He said, it's just annoying as F, bro. He said, no, you gonna get on this new acting like you ain't held my child hostage for 2 months. Cut that goofy out, log off. And this is how he wrote. I'm sorry, I'm just reading it the way it's written. Now, Summer responded and said, hostage? The first time I held her hostage was because when I got my child back, she was covered in rashes from head to toe. And you didn't say a word. She wrote this back on Instagram. She said, I didn't find out till I changed her. The time after that, she came back with a bruise on her head. And this time after that, a burn on her arm. Now, the time after that, I quote unquote held her hostage. She said that was the last time. And he says, I'm the one trying to bring you to court, and you stay begging me not to because we have an infant and on a vegan diet. Still ain't over it. You stay blocking me, trying to keep me from my little one, just so you could come on the internet and call me a deadbeat. You know I ain't that, and you know that ain't the truth. If you know you right, why not bring me to court? You like running to the net, seeking attention. Give it up. The album is already out. Now, do you think Summer Walker should stop discussing this stuff with London on damn social media?
Oh, my goodness.
This like, what do you think about this business being on social? Like, they don't have each other's number?
I mean, obviously, the relationship isn't amicable, and it isn't at a place where they're effectively communicating. And I think it speaks more to the inability to properly co-parent when you do have to go to social media. Like, can't y'all just get to a place, not because he's good or because you are happy with her, but because this baby needs both of their parents?
That's right. Like, and they both have moved on at this point. Like, they both have mates. Well, it doesn't seem like it. But you know, too, I feel like when you're younger, you do petty stuff to each other.
So how old is Summer Walker?
Summer Walker is her early 20s.
Oh, she a baby.
Yeah, let me see. I want to see exactly how old she is, but I know she's pretty young.
Summer. And then London on the track, is this his first child?
No, this is his fourth, I believe.
Oh.
She's 26.
Okay.
London is 31, so he's a bit older.
Okay, but he's still young, too. Yeah. You know what? This is a case of y'all got a whole lot of money and a whole lot of fame, and y'all got to know when to turn off the internet. You have to know. I think that he needs to take his same advice that he's giving to her and not respond on the internet, because all you're going to do is get a response in the same fashion in which you gave the initial word. So
and take her to court then. Because you can take somebody to court for visitation rights. If you're paying what you need to pay, like, I don't understand what her being on a vegan diet has to do with anything. Buy some food that she can eat that's vegan. Plant-based, it's everywhere. Guess what? It's 2022. So none of that should make sense. And I do think she may be being petty, but I think because during the pregnancy, he kind of left her high and dry. So wouldn't you be still feeling a little bit away?
She's feeling salty, but if you want the antics to stop on social media, be the first person. What?
Have you ever gotten into something online with an ex, like going back and forth or like bash them on social media and then like regretted it later or something?
My big notorious ex is in jail right now. You already know.
Is he in jail now?
Yes, he's in jail right now.
I didn't even know that.
Yay. Yes, he's in jail.
But did y'all ever go? I don't remember because I know he said stuff to you.
He's always said things to me. And the reason why I'm giving London this advice is because of that. It's not that, you know, what they're saying is wrong or right. But if you don't want it to play out on this court, then get off the court. I don't play on social media about Marley Ray Sterling, period.
Yeah.
I don't care what I do.
Well, that's what my issue is. Your child's going to see this one way or another. Things on the internet live there forever. So just got to be a little bit more careful and mindful that they're going to be able to see this, and y'all look just like y'all not going to be able to get along. But
and I always felt like, I mean, she deserves to have at least one sane parent. And what do I look like playing in the mud with him? So what do we leave her with? She has to deal with, she might as well be our parent. If
so
I'm going to sit down here and
lose
sling
it.
Mud.
Yeah, you can't lose it on him, because then what? So that was great that at least one person in the situation could be an adult. Hopefully one of them figures it out. London is trying to make it seem like it's him, but my thing is, again, you could have easily took her to court for visitation.
Nah, that's deflecting. I can't stand when men do that. Try to create the narrative, try to paint the woman as
that's
a crazy
what I'm saying.
Person.
That's annoying.
You have the same size dog in this fight as she has. So if you want it to stop spilling out on social media, then stop saying stuff on social media.
Yeah, you took it to social media to say you were tired of her saying something on social media.
On social media.
Hella weird.
It's the hypocrisy for me.
It's the like you're not thinking when you did that for me.
I can't. You know who not thinking?
Ooh.
Girl, these housewives, girl. I don't know what I was thinking. I done slid myself over here on Peacock's The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did, girl. Yes, I did. I called you when I was on there. We did our podcast. You going to be on the trip. You don't even know. You going to be on the trip, too.
I'm on the trip, too.
You don't have a choice.
Is my hair done?
Yeah, you look real cute. You wake up, you be asleep cute. Now,
ooh, I can't wait.
It was a lot going on. Not too long ago, I had the luxury of hanging out with you on your morning show, The Morning Hustle, and I showed you the little clip from the show.
It was fantastic.
Oh, my God. What do you think?
I think it's amazing. I can't wait to watch. I think you're really going to be on your ish this time around, and I cannot wait to see the Eva that I know come shining through on the screen. Not the one that they concocted a situation and arguments for. I'm talking about when you let your soul glow. That's what I'm talking about right there. I can't wait. When does it air?
It airs on June 23rd on Peacock. Tune in to me, Phaedra Parks, Vicky Gumbelson, Dorinda Medley. You said no to everybody
Eva,
hand
to everybody but you, but hand me the early episode. I'm not waiting that long because you got the bootleg.
They don't bootleg no more, sis. Don't bootleg no more. They don't. Okay. But it's going down. You definitely want to make sure you tune in. This is one of those shows. Some shows you can like tune in later and get into. This is one of those shows. If you do not watch it while it's airing, you're going to hear about it. So you might as well watch it like the fight. Let's get ready to rumble.
You don't got no tea for us? You got some little tea?
The OG of the OC, which is the person that started Housewives Everything, Vicky Gumbelson. I was super excited to meet her and not super excited now. And you'll see why when you watch the show.
Whoa, do we got to pull up?
First of all, the gated community she lives in, we couldn't even get in that. If
Listen, if the home invaders can, we could figure out a way. I used to hop fences in my day.
But I just social distance from the bull all the time.
So did they get on your nerves, Eva?
I had Phaedra there, so that was nice. I also I love me some Phaedra Parks. That's my baby. Housewives, I've always been pregnant. You've always seen me either just have a baby or pregnant with a child. So this, you get to see Snatched Eva, no pregnancy. She can drink, she can smoke, she's doing all her jobs. And And we're in the middle of a pandemic, so you get the frustration and attentions. Yes, there were absolutely fights. There was a lot going on. There
you had
tears.
To check a couple people. I seen it, and the trailer is wild.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely. It went down.
What was my favorite line that I liked again? Remember?
You, when she said, "Mom, so 8 women here, and there is no problem," or something like that. And I said, "There is a problem, and the problem is you.
The problem is you, sis. And come bring, I solve problems. So what's up?"
They call me Olivia Pope. I'm the fixer. That's what I do, Ray Donovan, baby.
So y'all need to go get Peacock. That's what it sounds like. You better do it before June 23rd.
It sounds like you might want to go get Peacock. Pull up so that next time we're talking about the show, you know what we're talking about. Period.
Now you know what you're listening to, and that's the Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/theundressingroom, and we gonna get undressed with Love at First Sight. This is one of our favorite shows.
Yes.
Woo! Now a recent study shows that mutual romantic interest and sexual attraction during a first date may not be left up to fate, but rather up to the couple's bodies being in tune with each other. Now, according to recent studies published in the scientific reports, according to researchers from Jerusalem, true love may be about how well your body syncs up with the other person. Woo, sparks is flying. Now, they found out that this can be felt within the first 2 minutes, similar to their studies and findings in parent-infant bonding, you know, that skin-to-skin contact kind of thing. Well, the science behind it is increased. This is a word I've never seen before.
Electrodermal.
Oh, electrodermal synchrony, a measure of changes in the resistance of skin to an electrical current based on sweat gland activity stimulated by the sympathetic nervous system and the attunement of behavior. During their study, they tracked behavioral moments to each person during dates, such as nodding, shifting legs, and arm movements. Now, do you or do you not believe in love at first sight? And have you experienced love at first sight?
Yes, I absolutely believe in love at first sight.
Me too.
And now that you just listen to you say this was just everything, because it broke it down. And you know how, like, you get that hot feeling and everything kind of in you shifts a little bit. And it's like, it feels like you're a horse with blinders on and you can only see in front of you, and things feel like they slow down and like all of that. And that's like your body's chemical balance moving around because you are excited. And so when I first met Mike, it was at an event that I was just going to get some free tickets to Kevin Hart show. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it was, but I was like, I like that little yellow boy. I don't know why, but I called him a little yellow boy, but it was immediate. And
yellow
I don't
bonus
know,
what she wants.
Hey, and you know, I like them good and chocolate, but it was something about this little yellow boy, but it was an energy. It was a chemistry we had literally within the first 5 minutes of talking to each other where I was like, yeah.
This
and
him.
I went home and told my nanny, I said, I think I met my husband tonight. It was a joke, but it wasn't, because now he is.
So how long before y'all told each other y'all love each other, or who told who first?
I think we might have been about 6 months in, but you know, I made Mike wait a long time and all of that. So by then he was head over heels. He didn't have no choice. You know, I didn't let him enjoy me in the way that he's used to enjoying women, which I think was a nice little change.
What's the fastest in any relationship that anybody's ever told you they love you? Like, even from young?
After the first week or so?
Yeah. Was it real?
But it's like, oh my God, I just feel like I've known you forever, but you don't. We've just been around each other and we haven't done anything else. You do not know me.
You don't
know me. And I do not know
you. And we probably will hate each other.
And you do love me as far as what you know of me, right?
Yeah.
So all that you know and think of me in this perfect bubble you created, you decided you love it. But that's not really who I am. So you can't love me because you don't even know me.
I've had somebody tell me they love me after 2 days.
You're so lovable, though, Lo.
That's so not true.
That's how I fell in love. You are like one of those people. There's no like halfway in between. You either do not like you or you ride hard and love
That's
you. There's no like halfway. You are lovable, because if you rock with you, you rock with you.
Yeah, and I go hard for the people that, like, I really care about. But, like, mm-hmm. I can be mean. And it's like, if you can get past
the... No.
But if you get past the mean part of me, like, if I, whatever, and you, like, if you touch a soft spot in me, then that's it. You have me forever.
You're not mean. You just don't come with fluff. A lot of people have to bring fluff around and in front of them to mask their authenticity because it's brazen, but you don't have any fluff. And so I don't, you're not mean.
It makes me feel mean that everybody else is not telling the truth how they really feel. And then when I do it, I seem like the devil. Like, I could say anything, and they're like, but somebody told me the other day, they was like, maybe the thing is, like, you don't always have to say everything. I'm like, I get paid for always saying everything, so shut up.
No, you don't. Oh, you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/The Undressing Room. Now, L'Oreal, what is going on with my favorite girl, Lizzo? I mean, I need to know. I know you got the details on the story. Help your girl out.
I love Lizzo. I don't understand why men have such a big issue with her. Maybe because they really want her, but, like, it's kind of like the tricking thing. Like, they're ashamed to say they're attracted to a big girl, even though big girls are beautiful. But you know the standards of what it's supposed to be. Anyway, Lizzo is known to clap back on the internet. We know that. She is very unapologetic in every single thing she does. I just hate when she gets in her feelings and, like, lets these people bring her down and cries and stuff. This time, she ain't crying. She is tired of men using her name for an insult. She tweeted, "Dudes be ugly with no bitches talking about, okay, Lizzo," as an insult in girls' comments. First of all, I'm beautiful, rich, and I get immaculate D. It's a compliment, okay? It's a compliment. Do you think she gets unfairly talked about on social media, especially when it comes to these men?
Absolutely. I think men and women alike have been absolutely disgusting when it comes to Lizzo. I think she is dope in so many ways. She is such a beautiful girl. If we want to just do aesthetics alone, I'm sorry. You put any skinny girl you want to, face card alone, you ain't got nothing on Lizzo.
That's
that girl is
fact.
Drop dead
super
gorgeous.
Talented, dope, and then, everything.
Then go to her talent. The girl was in the marching band. She can play the flute. She can sing. She went to college. On top of the fact that the girl can dance, she runs her own business. She's starting her own. She has a TV show that was amazing. Her albums, her tours are doing crazy. The girl is mean, mad.
Shapewear line, swimwear line.
Why y'all hating? You and I'm not saying this as a diss. I'm saying it as my example of why I feel like she's unfairly targeted. Nobody said about Kim Kardashian, and don't get it wrong, I got own Skims. I got it. Mm-hmm. But y'all let her go out and be great. From small body to different hair to different nose to different face to change her hair to change her nose to change her face to change her career, change everything.
Come on
and
now.
We still
and y'all
buy
didn't talk
from
about
her.
That, but she's perfect.
We let her live, but she's
like,
perfect.
Come on. If Lizzo had as many surgeries as Kim K, she would be the Kim K. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, that girl, look at Khloe. That's all I got to say.
And there's nothing wrong with it. If I want to go and get my boobs done as Eva Marcille Sterling, I can do that. But I'm also not knocking my sis next to me that got natural big boobs over
Period.
Here telling her how hers are supposed to be sitting. That is whack. I think
exactly.
It's so whack.
And if that's
it.
Not your preference, just shut up. Why would you use her as an insult? But some people said she was being overly sensitive about the comments, but other people think she does a lot for attention on social media.
What?
I will say this though. Sometimes I'd be like, Lizzo, please, you ain't had to do that. Like,
okay,
and it's not
and
about
Sierra?
Her being big.
Sierra and, jumping on top of a truck, doing her
yeah,
little booty.
No, and like, not because I don't see Sierra doing as much as Lizzo.
It. She's an
But like, it's not even that. It's about like, I love Lizzo, but the one thing I ever seen her do was when her boobs was out down. Like, girl, that wasn't the time at the ball.
Okay. Okay, so you feel like that way. Now it's your personal opinion, but you didn't take time and energy to call nobody. Nothing.
I would never insult
that's
her
what
in
I'm
that
saying.
Manner. I think she's fly.
You don't have
honest.
To like everything she does. You don't have to enjoy the latest record.
At one point in time, Meg was doing a lot on social media. You know, I'm not saying that Lizzo's doing a lot just because she's a bigger girl. I'm just saying she was at a point. I was like,
and
Lizzo.
So was Hannah Montana. You know
I
what
don't
I mean?
Follow her. And I never will. But what's going on with Father's Day, Eva?
Well, you know, Father's Day is right around the corner, and we had to take some time out because, you know, we go real hard in the paint like Waka Flocka when it comes to Mother's Day. But for some reason, fathers do not get the same salute as the moms.
Yes, crickets.
So we decided that we are going to talk about how amazing our dads are, have been, are continuing to be, were that have gone on to glory, the ones that have stepped in, stepdads, surrogate dads, uncles, mama boyfriend that I always thought was my daddy anyway.
But you still call him uncle too? Confusing, everybody. But we got it back then. Like.
Yes, and you know, there are a lot of deadbeats. We talk about them on our show, but there are also so many men waking up every single day, putting that hat on by choice to be a great man and a great father. We have them. We know them. We grew up with them. We were raised with them. But we also watched them on television. We saw them represented. I mean, when you think about your favorite TV dad growing up, like what shows come to mind?
I know I'm about to say the whitest show, but it was definitely Danny Tanner. Like, okay. I, for some reason, I just thought they was fire in that house. Yeah. Like,
because Danny Tanner was not a disconnected father. He knew what was going on with his kids. He was very considerate. Like
he was corny.
He was corny. You know who was a good corny?
Who?
Remember Carl Winslow?
Yes.
I love him and Harriet.
But then when I found out that he was really more attracted to Steve than Harriet, I was so shocked.
But see, that's the beauty of black fathers or fathers, period. It doesn't matter who you attracted to. Showing a representation of a strong man has nothing to do with orientation.
But I wish they would have been able to have him be in his true colors. You know
well,
what I
mean? Well, we had Bert and Ernie. We wasn't ready for that prime time.
You know who was my man?
Who was your man?
Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil always was the man. He came through. Yes. It was just, you know what episode I realized? Like, man, I want a dad like this.
When he
man.
Cried, which one?
Not just the every episode that he had the mansion, because that was great, and the pool house. That was amazing. Who wouldn't want to walk into that? But yeah, you know, why he don't want to be my dad, man?
When his dad, when his dad came on that truck, Ray, his name was Ray. I never forget it. And he was asking why he don't love him. And he was
why
holding
he don't
him.
Love me, man.
Oh, my God. Uncle Phil, I mean, even if you remember, I think, is it Big Sean or Chance that put him in the song? Rest in peace, Uncle Phil, for real.
Yeah.
You don't know that I ever know.
Uh-huh.
Like, black men in particular, but men as a whole.
That was J. Cole.
There we go.
Yeah.
That have represented what it is to be a dad on television, have done so much. Everybody hates Chris. I'm sorry. Y'all might not like this man personally because of antics, but he was a great dad.
He did a good job on there.
He was a great dad.
The best dad was Bernie Mac.
Oh, Bernie Mac was my daddy.
He was good. He was a good. And I also got to shout out two people that I always watch these shows, man. And I feel like one doesn't get enough credit. One does. And that's Anthony Anderson in Blackish. I really like him and Lawrence Fishburne. Like, I love him in there, too. But Damon Wayans and My Wife and Kids. That show... Yes. I watch it all the time. It's hilarious. And I don't think it got the credit it deserved.
I got one for you.
Who's that? What's that?
And no one's ever been able to do it since them. They broke the reality TV game.
The Simpsons.
Run's house. When Run
with the bathtub.
DMC came in there and showed us what a rich, epic, black AF family looked like with God first, with blended family, with morals, with determination, with, you know, not without its flaws, but with all righteousness. Oh, my God. Run's House is like the best reality show, and I've done a few.
I know that's right. I'm going to have to go with you on that one. Whose house?
Run's House. Now, you know, my favorite part is Among Us.
Lord.
Open up your phone and get into the DM where it said 99 plus. Click the button and let me know what they're talking about, Lord. Yeah?
Okay, well, you know.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's always going down in these DMs. One of them is kind of crazy and the other one is just funny to me. So a guy slid in a DM. Maybe he listened to last week's episode or maybe the Morning Hustle show. I don't know when in the world I've ever done anything like this, but according to him, I like asking for money, which... when? So anyway, he said, hey, lady, so I'm just a fan, but I do have a problem with someone acting as you asking for cash. Just saying. Sir, where did I ask you for cash? In what planet? I do not know this man. Where did he get this from?
He heard you didn't want no scrubs.
And so that's what it was. Uh-huh. He heard that the bill paying. That was yes. It. Wasn't we just talking about this?
Hey, listen, I told you, you gotta watch out. They looking.
That's a little scary. I know they was looking in DR too, because somebody just reached out to me while I was there. This is one that I missed.
What
and,
happened?
He was just like, can I see you while we're both out here in DR? Mind you got a private page, so you just gonna think I'm just gonna link up with a stranger?
When will y'all realize to stop sliding in her DM with these private pages so we
it's
can get
so
far?
Weird.
We need to get somewhere with you gentlemen. And we cannot do that if you putting avatars that are weird or your praises are private. Like, come on, help
it
me.
It doesn't
help
add up. Make it make sense. Now, this one scared me. First, he sent me a video of a joint and it's just burning. Like, so I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking maybe he's saying something.
Maybe he's saying you're fire.
Oh, now you're cooking with grease. Okay.
Oh.
But now, not when you hear this. I don't know what the hell this man is
what
talking
followed?
About. Manifesting sex through thoughts is a sin, especially because the other person has an experience. I know you fantasized about me before. Who hasn't? LOL. You created a stronghold to my soul with that manifestation. The only way to not go to hell is to act on the sex, or else your stronghold will never release. And if I die before you get a chance to make it up, consider yourself in hell.
He a pimp.
What in the hell?
This is a pickup line.
First of all, I'm scared.
Wait.
First of all, I'm calling the police. And I'm not talking about the regular police. I'm talking about the feds, SVU. I don't know. This is giving.
Friend, he's a pimp. Get run and run very, very fast. We should be singing, she's a runner, she's a track star. Run away, because he's trying to guilt you into having sex.
I don't even know what's happening. It's like, bro, I don't even know you. So when did I have these fantasizing manifestation moments in my life? What do you think his pimp name should be?
Rosebud with two D's, but
no, I'm weak. Yo, he really has two D's in his name, so that's crazy. You said
that's for a double dose of pimping. I'm telling you,
it's D-Man. Sir, could you please stay the hell out my DMs?
Please, sir. We do not do that kind of transactionary work over here.
One other person did offer me $3,000 just to go to dinner with him.
We do not do that kind of transaction. Where's dinner?
Where's dinner? Where are we eating at?
Where's dinner?
You hungry too?
You driving, you want me to pick you
I'm
up.
I'm just saying. I could Uber there if you want me to.
Oh, my goodness.
3K well, ain't bad for dinner, though.
It's not, but at least I know love is real. People are still out here shooting a shot. Anything for love, L'Oreal. Anything
yes.
for love.
For the love of L'Oreal.
Now, is it really anything, though? Now, and ooh. That I'm asking because of the final question.
Okay.
There is a person by the name of Otis. I believe Otis is a gentleman. And he says, ladies, be careful about buying a house because it'll be twice as hard for you to get a man. No real man wants to move in with you. He gonna feel like you're gonna try to control him, which is kind of true.
Well, sir, where the hell is your house?
I was going to say, Otis, any real man wouldn't want to move into a woman's house anyway. That's her house. Her mama should be moving in there, or it should be rental property now. I am
period.
So confused of what her ability to be financially responsible has to do in property management and ownership has anything to do with controlling you.
It's given he hasn't had a raise at his job in 6 years. Like, you seem very bitter and angry. That's not our fault. You didn't find that proper career choice. Now
it's
go to DeVry and figure it out. Because clearly, you hating on this woman getting her life together because yours ain't together Yeah, that's sick, sir.
And yours might be together. Maybe, I mean, home ownership is personal. Maybe you live in a state in which owning a home is not optimal, i.e. living in New York City. I wouldn't say that you should rush to go buy a home, spend living in the middle of Manhattan. However, if you lived in, I don't know, Connecticut, and it was more fiscally responsible or financially responsible, it might make sense. A rent versus a mortgage, 9 times out of 10, bruh, they cost the same amount, but you don't get the same thing out of it. So don't be mad at sis. Like, I'm so confused.
You should be like, if a woman just aspires to pay rent for her whole entire life, that's somebody that I can't grow with. And don't get it twisted. Everybody don't want real estate. But you, why would you want to just pay rent for the rest of your life when you can put money towards something that you own? You know what I mean? Like you said, a mortgage would be damn cheaper.
It's giving caveman, because it's the idea that if she already has something, then you are of no value, which means you only believe your only value is financial, and you ain't even got that.
Not even financial, but a house at that. Like, you didn't even, like...
But I'm just saying, like, she could have a home because her family left her a home. How about that?
Come on now. You have nothing to bring to the table. And let's be clear, that's what the real issue is. It's not her. And I get what you mean as far as, like, if she's being stubborn about the situation, like, that might be an issue. And what I mean by that is, say I start dating somebody. I have a house, obviously. And maybe I want to stay there, which I wouldn't mind moving, but say I wanted to stay there. And he's like, listen, I'm not moving in. And it's like, well, I'm not moving out. That might cause a bit of an issue.
That might cause some new property, because guess what? You have a house. He has a house. Neither of you want to live in each other's houses. Go get a house together.
Yeah. No, I don't mind living together. But you got, so say I want to live together in my house. Like, not saying, again, I'm hypothetically speaking.
Yeah.
But I'm comfortable in my house. This is where I want to live. You have plenty of space, and you could come and move in. And he's like, no, we should move in my house. I could see where that can cause an issue.
But even that, with real love and wanting to be together, y'all going to figure out a middle ground.
Hopefully.
There will be a middle ground.
The show I was watching was like 90, I think it was 90 Day Fiancé.
And yep,
I
believe,
no, it wasn't. Where's the one where they got to live together?
Was 90 it Love Day at First Sight?
No. The other one. Is it Love at First Sight? That's the one where they marry.
They get immediately. Married. Immediately. And then they go to honeymoon.
Right. So it was that show. And basically the girl had dogs and she felt like it was more space for her dogs. And he thought that the house was bigger than he was.
I saw that.
So it did cause a separation.
It did. But see, that was also a different kind of situation because they had just met each other.
True.
Versus like... I have gotten to know you for over a year and a half. You, me, you. You got your crib. I got my crib. Now we want to do more. I believe you're going to come at him. You're going to find yourself at a compromise that's going to work for both of you guys. You will.
That's true. This guy's just insecure.
He's insecure, and he doesn't have a mortgage yet.
Were we supposed to live on the street?
Until we meet you and be like, okay, let me go ahead and sign my contract.
Come on, Otis. You don't know no young people named Otis, okay?
Nobody under 50's name is
what
Otis.
What baby? Imagine if you seen the baby, his name was Otis. Like,
oh my God, he's so cute. What's his name?
Otis.
Otis, yeah. Otis. I made that up.
Oh, he old with no house.
Oh, Otis. We did not make this up. This is the final question to undress. It came from you guys. So if you would like your final question to be undressed, it's super simple. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room. Slide into the DM. Give us your story or question. And boom, that's your chance to be featured.
Oh, Otis over here is listening to the Undressing Room podcast. No, I'm joking. You're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page. And I think we about to throw some clothes back on. I don't know.
I need to go ahead and pull this little dress back up. It came down about the second topic.
Yo, I'm over you. We'll see you next time.
Bye. The Undressing Room podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcel and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Cope Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and Corporate Partnership, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital Marketing, Sam Sires, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital Creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWired.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.